It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrett.
And I'm Gene Purcell in for Veronica Rickard. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up later in the show, we take a look at the relationship between homelessness and mental illness.
First, in a recent interview, Governor Scott Walker floated the idea of replacing the state's gas tax with a sales tax to fix a looming shortfall in the state's transportation fund.
While Walker didn't offer many details and stressed that it wasn't a full-fledged proposal, it is calling attention to the need for long-term stability of transportation funding in Wisconsin, especially with declining gas tax revenue coming into the state's coffers.
Joining us now to discuss what's at stake is J.R. Ross. He's editor of WisPolitics. J.R., welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first, let's talk about this problem, this looming shortfall in transportation funding. What are we up against here?
Well, I guess first know this. There aren't many people in the Capitol who will tell you we should build fewer roads. So we have a number of big projects going on right now in Wisconsin, including the Zoo Interchange, for example, in suburban Milwaukee, the rebuilding of I-94 between Milwaukee and the state line of Illinois. They now are talking about or moving forward with expanding I-3990 between Madison and the Illinois state line to 6 lanes from 4. So these are like big-ticket projects they're doing, and nobody's talking about scaling back. So how do you pay for that? That's the big question. By some estimates, we're looking at the need for an additional $650 million or so regularly to cover these costs. And the problem is, if you believe they should build more roads or keep the project we have going, the gas tax is not going to do it. Cars are going to be more fuel efficient. That gas tax is flat and has been since the mid-2000s because they did it with indexing. So as cars become more efficient, use fewer gallons of gas, that revenue source has been slowly decreasing. So what do you backfill it with? And Governor Walker's been talking about this a lot the last couple of years, trying to find a new source of revenue to help out with those costs.
So what, now, as we mentioned, this is not a full-fledged plan, but what exactly did Governor Walker say regarding a possible change in how we'd pay for these roads?
So the gas tax is roughly 32 cents a gallon. All right, it's fixed. What he's talking about doing is replacing that with some kind of a sales tax. Now, we all pay sales tax on clothes, those kind of things, right? It's 5% for the state, 0.5% for the local governments, that kind of thing. So what would it look like? Because you have a couple of things here. One, if you take off the gas tax entirely, or the fuel tax we have right now in place of the sales tax, if you take a gallon of gas right now, $3.25, let's just pick that, all right? To have the same amount of revenue coming in as the gas tax, you need about a 10.5 cent sales tax on gas. Now, he's also, by the way, talking about adding in alternative fuel sources for vehicles to start taxing those as well with this new tax, to kind of capture the hybrids and propane or other fueled cars and vehicles because they aren't paying a gas tax, right? So it broadened the base a little bit. But you're still talking about a new gas sales tax of in the 10 cent range. Well, here's the other thing. We have a federal fuel tax right now, like 18 cents a gallon. So do you tax it on top of that or take it? I mean, there are all these moving parts. It's hard to say how big this tax would be. And, oh, here's the other hitch. Right now, it's fixed, right? You pay $3.25 or $4.25, it's the same tax per gallon of gas. If you go to a sales tax model, $3.25, you're paying less than $4.25 or $4.50. So what happens? There are some concerns being raised right now from various lawmakers. Is this a reliable source of income, the transportation fund? What happens if, not too long ago, remember, like around 2008, gas dropped back to $1.50 a gallon or something like that during the Great Recession, as we call it? There are all kinds of variables like that. We just don't know right now. One thing Walker's added today is he is continually stressed he wants to lower the overall tax burden, and that this proposal, again, if he's reelected, would be part of a bigger tax package that would still result in a lower tax overall. So would you see, for example, a lower property and income tax in Wisconsin, but your gas tax would be higher, that would be offset by the other? We don't know. It's a huge kind of question mark that people have been grappling with and will be for a while probably.
And it seems like we've had some permutation of this problem for a while now, and we'll see the governor or someone else float an idea as he has here, but we haven't really seen a comprehensive effort to tackle this, have we?
No, there was a report, the governor put together a commission a couple of years ago to propose a number of ways to pay for roads. Well, that commission came back calling for, I think, a 5 or 10 cent per gallon increase in the gas tax. That went nowhere. Governor Walker pretty much ruled that out right away. People have talked about doing tolls, for example, but to do toll roads in Wisconsin, you need an act of Congress to do that. That's not real likely right now that we get special treatment. I mean, we do have certain people like Paul Ryan who have certain sway, but if we get it, somebody else is going to want it, you know? So there's that whole issue out there. People have talked about doing a miles-driven tax. So if I drive 12,000 miles a year, I get taxed with 12,000 miles. If you drive 25,000, you're going to pay more. But who wants to have people actually do that? You know, try and report the number of miles they've driven, all that kind of stuff. There are all these unappealing alternatives, if you will, to this. So this is where we're at right now. And the bottom line is we don't have a good answer of what it's going to look like. But we do know that if the current composition of the legislature and the governor's office stays, they're going to try and find a way to put more money into roads in the next budget. Now, Mary Burke today did a conference call. She also talked about this issue and said she's got concerns about what Governor Walker's talking about, that it wouldn't fix the problem, but that more revenue is needed to address all these needs. So where's it going to come from?
And what has happened, if I understand correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, at some points we've gone to the general budget, the stuff that pays for everything but roads, and taken money from there and put them in part into the roads budget.
Yeah, so think about it this way. Your income, sales, your cigarette taxes, beer taxes, these things go into one fund. Your gas taxes go into another fund in Wisconsin. Back under Governor Doyle, when we had the heights of the kind of budget problems in the early 2000s, he took money from the transportation fund, your gas taxes, registration fees, used it to pay for schools. Republicans weren't happy about that. When Governor Walker took back over, he started doing the reverse, pulling money from the general fund to pay for roads. When Governor Doyle was there, we call it backfilling, where basically the money he took out of the transportation fund, he borrowed to cover that money. So there's money going back and forth over the years, and even if you go back farther than that, to before I got up here, at one time back in the 1990s, the general fund taxes were doing so well that they were pulling money out of there to pay for other transportation stuff because we were flush with cash. It's a much different time than we had back then. But anyway, there's been often a commingling of funds, if you will, in Wisconsin. But there's a constitutional amendment on the ballot next month that would prohibit future transfers from the transportation fund, basically wall that off from taking money out. And people will be asked to approve that. If approved, it would go into effect.
But we could still take money from the general budget and put it into the transportation fund.
Yes, you would. Under that amendment, I believe you would, yes.
All right. Well, this is obviously a complicated issue that no one has quite solved yet. Is this, JR, do you think, something that voters are paying close attention to in something like, I don't know, a governor's race?
Probably a little bit. This is more something that the people who are really interested in this, the people who road builders, for example, they are really paying attention to this. This is their livelihood. One of the issues with voters, when I've talked to people about this issue, is if you did, for example, the miles-driven tax, right? One of the concerns about that is when you pay the gas tax right now, you don't even notice it. I mean, people don't like when gas prices are high, but they pay them. Each time you go to the fuel, 10, 15, 20 gallons at a time. If you did it at the end of the year, you'd be cutting one big check, right, end of the year to pay for your gas tax. That's not really a great scenario, if you will, for politicians. Because what's the most hated tax in Wisconsin? The property tax. And why? Because you pay it once a year or twice in a big chunk either in December or December and June to cover your bill. People hate that tax. The income tax takes a big chunk as well, but you pay it bit by bit, don't notice it as much. So that's kind of a perception issue that people in the Capitol are dealing with and how to fund these things, what hurts the least, if you will, when it comes to taxpayers.
JR, thanks so much for joining us today.
Anytime.
That's JR Ross. He's editor of WISP Politics, joining us to talk about the looming shortfall in the state's transportation fund and various solutions to that shortfall. By the way, for more coverage of that constitutional amendment JR mentioned, protecting the transportation fund, join Joy Cardine tomorrow morning after 7. She'll take it up as this week's big question.